and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad that you've tuned in again with us this week, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 2. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse number 21. The Lord Jesus has been born there in Bethlehem, as it was prophesied. The great shepherd of the sheep is born there in a sheepfold, and they're laid in swaddling clothes in a manger, and that was proclaimed unto shepherds, and fitting, all of that very fitting and very apropos for the coming of the great shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not sheep, the animals, but sheep, mankind. Our Lord is that great shepherd of men. And we come here to verse number 21 of Luke chapter 2. And when eight days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And so here, Joseph and Mary are obedient unto what had been told to Mary about the naming of the Lord Jesus Christ. His earthly name is Jesus. Just like my name is Jim, his name is Jesus. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And so the dedication of the child to the Lord. There's that dedication also of the firstborn that is required by the law. And so they take him to Jerusalem to do this. And it was some weeks, some time that passed for that to be accomplished. He was circumcised, no doubt, there in Bethlehem. But then when Mary's purification is completed according to the law, now it's kind of time to come to the temple and dedicate him to the Lord as a firstborn and as their child, and then also for the things offered for Mary for her purification after childbirth. And as it is written in the law of the Lord, verse 23, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. So we see that about the males, and then also about the firstborn is there. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, which is the provision of the Lord for the poor. Those who are wealthy are to offer beasts, calves or rams or lambs or goats or such as that, according to that order of the law. But those that are poor, the Lord's economy is such that everybody can do that which to where they find themselves economically. And so here, they being poor, offered these birds, a pair of turtle doves or a pigeons. Verse 25, Luke 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And so here we see this Simeon is a man there at the temple. He's a man of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon him, and he's waiting. He's waiting for the consolation. He's waiting for the salvation. He's waiting for the rescuer of Israel. He's waiting for the Savior. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. It being a large place, he wouldn't expressly know when Joseph and Mary and Jesus would come. No doubt there would be others that would be there to do the same thing and have these sacrifices offered for them. And so, but the Spirit of the Lord came and moved in him to know. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said. So Simeon, being moved by the Lord to come in, and to know this time, because I think I skipped this verse in verse number 26. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Savior and Messiah. So Simeon, a man dedicated to the Lord, saved by the Lord, and full of the Holy Spirit of God, doing the service of the Lord there in the temple. He had been told by the Spirit of God that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer. And so as they brought him there, as Joseph and Mary brought the Lord Jesus there, Simeon was there to receive him. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, verse 29, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Thank you, Father. You've allowed me to see the Savior. You've allowed me to hold your dear son, the Redeemer and Savior of Israel. Oh, the terrible shape that the nation was in, the terrible shape that Israel was in this day, so oppressed because of her transgressions and going away from the Lord. Yet, there's always a remnant. There's always a remnant that knows the Lord and has been saved by the Lord and knows the truth of the Lord. This man was one of them. And he looked forward. He desired to see this Lord's Savior and the Lord's Redeemer. And it's been granted unto him. The Spirit of the Lord told him that he wouldn't die until he had. And here he is this day. This was the day the Lord Jesus was brought in. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. This little baby is going to be a light unto the Gentiles. Yes, it said and it told in the Old Testament scriptures that even those that are not Jew, those that are not Jews, not of the descendancy of Abraham by the flesh, that even they, the Gentiles, could be lightened, could be saved by the Redeemer that would come. And indeed, he is the glory of thy people Israel. He's the one. He is the one. He's the one that all of this is about. He's the one that's created us. He's the one that is called Abraham. He's the one that has wrestled with Jacob. He's the one that has given the covenants. He's the one that birthed his nation out of Egypt. He's the one that went with them in the wilderness. He's the one that was there in the angel of the Lord there at Jericho with brother Jacob as they looked to go and enter into Canaan and take over the land that the Lord had given. He's the one that has come in the flesh. He's the Savior. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our help and indeed our hope. And so Simeon goes on to say here, and verse number 33, and Joseph and his mother marveled at all those things which were spoken of him. What it means to marvel is your jaws dropped open. You can't believe what you're hearing. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. He said, Mary, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. Many are going to go down and many are going to be raised up. He is set for a sign that's going to be talked again and spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Mary, this child is going to bring great joy to you, but also he's going to bring great pain. Great pain. And he's going to be a sign that's going to be spoken against. And many, many thoughts of hearts are going to be revealed because of him. Isn't that what it tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, that the word of God is that way, that it reveals the thoughts and intents of the heart? And here the Lord Jesus Christ, as John calls him in his gospel, in John chapter 1, the word, he, as Simeon says, is going to reveal the heart, the thoughts of many hearts. That's what the word does. And that's what the word does. If you hear that, that's what the written word of God, the God-breathed word does. And that's what is the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ of God does. the thoughts of many hearts reveal. Verse number 36. And the scripture says, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. So now we see this Lady Anna, and she's a faithful woman. She's a widow. She's there and dedicated herself to the service of the temple. She prays and fasts night and day, and she serves God right there in the temple. She doesn't leave the temple. And she, coming in at that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. She came in and maybe heard what Simeon said. The Spirit of God bore witness with her that this is the Christ. And you know what? She goes of those in the temple there, and she goes and she tells them. She coming in at that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And so she went and spread the word. The Christ is here. Messiah is at hand. There he is. Simeon has just been involved in his dedication, the purifying of his mother. And when they, verse 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And so now, these things are all accomplished, and they've heard these things from Simeon and Anna. They've heard these things from the shepherds, and now it's all done, and it's time for them to go home. We see here in verse number 40, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The Lord Jesus Christ, he submitted himself to becoming a baby, being conceived, carried by his mother for 9 months, being born, being circumcised, being nursed and cared for by his mother, and grew up to be a toddler, a little boy, a young man, a man. He did that. He did that for us. See, understand, everything written about the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that the Lord Jesus Christ went through and did and submitted himself to, he did so for the salvation of his people, for the salvation of sinners. Jesus wouldn't have done anything different if there'd only been one to save. And so we implore you, you that are under the hearing of my voice, are you saved? Do you know this great one that came in this great and marvelous way and did all these things for sinners? Do you know him as your Savior? Do you know and trust and believe that he died for you, was buried and rose again, and he lives forevermore to help you and to give you what you need? Are you saved? You have Jesus as Savior? Oh, I pray that you do. And that's our desire, the desire of our heart indeed. Well, see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.